Thank you, Ellen. Good morning, everyone. It's nice to be with you. Glad you're here. Welcome to everyone on the radio, too, to our service today for this 17th Sunday after Pentecost. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I guess I've kind of let the cat out of the bag. This is a lay ministry service. Pastor Jason and Patricia are on well-deserved vacation. We hope that they are enjoying themselves and that it turns out to be a blessing in their lives. We will continue our service or start our service with the hymn of invocation, hymn 895, and if you'd please stand on the last verse. We continue on page 2 of our bulletin with the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Our opening versicles are from Psalm 115, Psalm 25, and Psalm 117. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul.
Shout for joy to God. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise.
Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard.
Who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip.
Blessed be God, because he has not rejected my prayer or removed his steadfast love from me.
Praise the Lord.
For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he has done for my soul. Let us sing together our New Testament canticle, printed in the bulletin.
Thank you.
Kyrie.
Lord,
have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us who know you by faith to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading this morning is from the Minor Prophet, a reading from Habakkuk, the first chapter. The oracle that Habakkuk the prophet saw: the Lord, how long, O Lord, how long shall I cry for help, and will you not hear? Or cry to you violence, and you will not save? Why do you make me see iniquity, and why do you idly look at wrong? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law is paralyzed, and justice never goes forth. For the wicked surrounded the righteous, so justice goes forth perverted. I will take my stand at the watchpost and station myself on the tower, and look out to see what he will say to me, and what I will answer concerning my complaint. And the Lord answered me, "Write the vision. Make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it, for still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end, it will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. It will surely come, it will not delay. Behold, his soul is puffed up. It is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by his faith." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our epistle reading this morning is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of the life that is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved child: grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share in suffering for the gospel by the power of God, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, but because of our own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, for which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and a teacher, which is why I suffer as I do. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard until that day what has been entrusted to me. Follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me, and in faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. By the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, guard the good deposit entrusted to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand if you're able. We'll...
Jesus,
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to the one through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and were cast into the sea, that he should cause one of these little ones to sin. Pay attention to yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him. And if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you 7 times in the day and turns to you 7 times saying, 'I repent,' you must forgive him." The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." And the Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, 'Come at once and recline at table'? Will he not rather say to him, 'Prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink'? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that was commanded of you, say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We continue with the responsory. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. We continue now with the hymn of the day, hymn number 873, "Christ Whose Glory Fills the Skies."
Josh Cody over at St. Peter's for providing today's sermon based on Exodus 3. He, Moses, looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, "I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned." And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said to him, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not come near. Take your sandals off of your feet, for the place in which you are standing is holy ground." And he said, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you notice that Moses turned aside? What causes you to turn aside? During your life, in your daily events, when you're about your various vocations, whatever they are, what causes you to turn aside? In our Old Testament account today, Moses was in the middle of sheep herding sheep. He was in the midst of his vocation as shepherd, doing the work for his father-in-law Jethro, and in the middle of his workday, something caused him to turn aside. What causes you to turn aside? Well, if you think about it, it's usually something out of the ordinary. When you're driving the same route, the one you drive every morning to work, and nothing ever changes, you just roll on thinking your thoughts. But when you see something that has changed, you take note. One example would be, maybe there's a new building going up along the highway, and you notice it. It doesn't cause you to turn aside necessarily, but you do notice. However, maybe you're driving down the highway and you see a building which is on fire. You would take notice. You may even act and turn aside to help the people in this situation. However, these examples are very well within your understanding of how the world works. A new building going up along the highway, while notable, is not outside of your understanding of how things work. A building on fire, while tragic and scary, is still well within the capacity of your understanding of how the world works. But according to our Exodus reading today, why did Moses turn aside? It is clearly because he saw something that did not make sense. According to all the rules of the world, when a bush is on fire, what does it do? It burns. And yet here, west of Midian, on the slopes of a desert mountain, Moses saw something that did not quite make sense according to the laws of nature. According to the ways of this world, this anomaly made Moses question what he thought he knew about burning bushes. And is this not the case with us? In our human flesh, in the kingdom of the world, we know how things should work too. We see buildings going up on the side of the highway and understand how that happens. We might even see a tragic fire, but can grasp how it could have happened. We know that when a bush is on fire, it gets consumed. And yet, today, the Word of God records that this bush was not consumed. You and I know the ways of the world. How could this be true? The ways of this world dictate that this cannot be true. Natural law teaches us that when a bush is on fire, it gets consumed. We say, I know the natural laws of science. I know the rationale of mathematics. I know that when a maiden is with child, oh, I know what has gone on. We say, I know how to respond when I've been hurt because I know the ways of the world. I know. But here today, we have been given an account where Moses was confronted with something he did not know. Moses experienced something outside of his ability to understand, and it changed him. It caused him to turn aside and see this great sight. Even in all his wisdom, with all his life experience, some 40 years or more, and all that he had learned in the schools of Egypt, which in Acts 7:22, it is recorded that Moses was highly educated. Moses knew a lot of things, but today he is given something that does not quite add up. So what about this burning bush? Well, brothers and sisters, he who has ears, let him hear. Turn the other cheek. Turn the other cheek. Matthew 5:39. Is that not a departure from what we know? Wait, we know the ways of this world. Turn the other cheek. Are you sure? A virgin will conceive and bear a son. How? A burning bush is not consumed. Really? Love your neighbors. Love your enemies. Is that not an anomaly that confounds the wisdom of the world? Is that not a burning bush? Brothers and sisters, the ways of this world, the kingdom of this world, would teach us that a bush is consumed when it is on fire. The way of this world would tell us a virgin cannot conceive, let alone bear a son. The way of this world teaches us to strike back when we are hit, to destroy our enemies. Oh, but today we see a bush that is on fire and not consumed. On the slopes of a desert mountain in Sinai, the ways of this world have been turned upside down. Fellow Christians, hear this today. Turn aside by faith and love your enemies. Do good to those who despitefully use you. Moses turned aside to see this fire that confounded him and heard the voice of God. Moses was given his holy name. Maybe we are all like Moses. Maybe our loved ones who don't attend church, our fellow citizens of this country, our friends and neighbors, may also turn aside and see this great sight. Together with us, they may turn aside and see why. A burning bush is not consumed. How a virgin maiden bears a son. They may turn aside and see why a man hit on the cheek turns the other. They may wonder why an innocent victim is executed. Brothers and sisters, when by faith we love our enemies, when we pray for those who hate us and do good to those who defame our character all over town, that burning bush, that disconnect from what the world knows, many turn aside. And this is fulfilled in Christ Jesus our Lord on the cross. Jesus took the fire of God's wrath and the sin of the whole world. He did the opposite of what the world would do. Jesus could have called down a legion of angels to annihilate his enemies, but he didn't. He willfully died for them. And yet, dear friends, the story does not end there. Christ took the fire that fell upon him at the cross, but the grave could not hold him. The great I Am who spoke from the bush is now risen from an empty tomb. The same Lord who once told Moses, "Take off your sandals, for this is holy ground," now says to you, "This is my body." For in Jesus Christ, the Holy God has come near, not to destroy you, but to save you. And because of Christ's work, that same holy fire, that presence of the living God now burns in our hearts. It now purifies and it burns to redeem us. The God who spoke from the bush now speaks from Calvary. Forgive them. He loves you that much. He took all your sins to the cross, and there he died for you. Jesus Christ, true God, true man, stood in the fire of God's judgment. He took your sin and your shame, and though the fire of wrath burned hot against him, he defeated sin, death, and the devil. The cross is the burning bush fulfilled. It makes no sense to the world. How can victory come through defeat? How can a holy God forgive sinners like us? And yet there is Jesus, hanging there, loving you, dying for you, rising again for you. Hear this gospel today. Just as God called Moses by name, so he calls you by name. Moses, Moses, he said, Today he says, you are mine. Just like Moses, you have been given his holy name in baptism, and now that same holy fire lives in you, not to destroy you, but to save you and make you holy. That holy fire burns in our church to purify and to set you apart as his own dear child. So when the ways of this world rage, when guilt, fear, pain surround you, and it all makes perfect sense, remember this: Christ has overcome the world. The bush burned, but it was not consumed. The Virgin Mary conceived and bore a son, and she is rightly called the Mother of God. And because that son defeated death and now lives, you are free. You belong to the great I Am, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God who has become your God by faith in Jesus Christ. He heard your cry and answers it on the cross. So, turn aside, dear friends, and behold this great sight, the cross. There you see the fire of God's love given for you. For there, in Christ Jesus, God is for you, and that changes everything. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Please stand, and we'll sing the responsive singing, hymn 805, in your bulletin. Confessing the Ten Commandments, printed in your bulletin. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that We continue with the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. We will now sing the offertory printed in your bulletin.
We continue with the prayer of the church and the response of Lord, have mercy. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all these and those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all who those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in our prayers of the church, especially Brian Haas and family, Marcus and family, Teresa O'Haver, Cheryl O'Dowd, Betty Patton, Carly Moore, Katie Philly, Izzy Wieskamp, Connie Hauser, Letha and Tom Hershey, Helen Almdale, Lauren O'Hay, Jeff Autopolic, Frank and Audra Rendon, Larry Reinberger, Rob and Ingrid Miller, Rupert Gallegos, Ella Gonzalez, Debbie Ford, Betty Gray, Sandy Satisteven, Betty Patton, Sunny Rumler, and Don Hermanson. Lord, have mercy. Finally, for those and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you will be keeping this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings of my life please you. For you through my hands I command myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you and keep you. Amen. Our hymn of departure is hymn 825, Rise, Shine, You People.
Thank you.
it on? There it is. Once again, glad you're all here. Welcome. It's a pleasure to worship together. Pleasure to have people on the radio be part of our service. A couple of announcements. They're on the back of your bulletin. Tomorrow, the 10th, from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock, the youth group from Trinity and St. Peter's are going to have a packing party for boxes for Operation Christmas Child. And this is, they're actually going to be doing it at St. Peter's School in Monta Vista. School, I'm not sure it's school. But through today, they're actually accepting donations of money and goods. Next, Friday the 21st at 6 o'clock, the annual dinner and dessert auction will be held at Sky High Park this year in Monta Vista. The highest bidder, you might want to take note of this, the highest bidder is going to get a whipped cream pie, and it's going to go right in Pastor Jason's face. So you may want to be writing a big check. Any other announcements? Lucy.
Not an announcement, but who do we give the money to here to go to there?
Good. Oh, Fred's holding up his hand. Fred Cody. Anyone else? If there's nothing else, I have an announcement that I wanted to share with all my friends here. Last night about midnight, Lisa and I became grandparents. We've been grandparents for 9 months. It's just that last night we finally got to see. A little boy, 6 pounds, 3 ounces. We're thrilled. Katie did wonderfully. She had a C-section, so the baby looks like it's been around for a week already. It was around midnight, and as of midnight, as of 1:30, there was no name. So someday you'll have one.
Is the birth date the 8th or the 9th?
Don't know. I don't know if it was before midnight or after. So it was on the cusp, I guess. So anyway, wanted to share that with you, all you. Pleasure being here. Thanks to Dell for being our, he is our acolyte and our usher, to Alan for playing the organ, to Pastor Jason and Pastor Josh, especially Vicar Josh. They made our jobs very easy today. So thanks to everyone. Hope your week is blessed, and that we can see you again next week. God bless you.
Thank you for joining our service today at Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa, Colorado. We hope this worship service has been a blessing to you. If you would like to support our ministry, please visit our website by searching Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. On our website, click the link for Apple or Android devices to upload our app to your phone or tablet. Our app has many resources to help you. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you this week.
We're your flag-waving, country-loving station.
American.
Southern Colorado is KSPK country.